Okay, so Parshas Chayisora, the Shem Kel. So in our Parsha, we have Eliezer that he goes to look for a wife for Yitzchak, and he makes the test, and he finds somebody who would say, "Ve'omer she'se ve'gam gmalecha eshov, yihi aisha asher bacharta." That's what he says. והיה הנרה אשר אומר לי, את נחדך ושתי ואמונה שעשה וגם גמליך השקיעו, יסור חכת עליו דחול יצחו והידו כעסיס החסד עם אדוני. And then what happened was, she comes and she gives it to him, and ותכה לשקוי סוי. So the post continues, it says, ואיש משתו אלה מחריש הדס, היסליח השם דרכו עם לאי. He was wondering, was השם הצליח his דרך או not? The post pshat is why. לכאורה, he had a sign, and she fulfilled the sign. She gave the drink. So why was he wondering? So the posh pshat is that he was wondering if she was from the family. He was only allowed to take somebody from his family, from Avram's family. So perhaps she was somebody, but not from Avram's family. But if you go, and that's what he says to her. Vayomer bat mi'at, hagidi nali hayesh be'savich mokem lololonin. Whose daughter are you? Meaning, are you from the family? And he says, is there a place for us to sleep? Are you? Vayomer lav bas besuel anoichi ben milka asher yod lenochor. Meaning, I am the daughter of Milka, which is means Nochor's granddaughter. Gam teven gam mispor avimanu gam mokem lololon. And we have a mokem for you to sleep. And by koyd aish veishtachol Hashem, and he thanked Hashem because he realized that she was the daughter. So why was he wondering? Meaning he made the signs and it was fulfilled. So again, the posh pshat is because he didn't know that maybe she's not the daughter. If that's the case, why did he say to her that, do you have a place for us to sleep? Meaning, what does he have the place to sleep has to do with checking if she's from the family of Avram or not? He had the sign, she was a balas chesed. Once she was the family of Avram, who cares if there is a mokum for them to sleep or not? Meaning, what is that? How does that fit in what he's looking for? Now, you could have said the reason why it was mishtoela, even though the signs were done, is because if you look in the Pasha before, Avram Avinu tells, when he says, maybe I won't be able to find the right woman, אולי לא סוי ואישה, ותאמר אברהם, השם לוקי השמיים אשר לקחני בית אביו מארץ מולדתי ואשר דיבלי, הוא ישלח ולקח את האישה לבני משם. When you be able to שלח המלך to find the right. ואם לא סוי ואישה, but if she doesn't want to accept, בניקית המשווה סיזויס. So what's the pshat that Avraham Avinu first, הקדוש ברוך הוא שלח המלך to find you, and then if it doesn't work, look for בני אשכול ממרו. What does the pshat? But the posh pshat is because Avraham Avinu told him HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a malach to point out the right girl. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot influence on her choice. So she has still b'chira chofshis. So that's why she, in other words, he'll point out who it is. Meaning he'll bring the camel to the water. But doesn't mean that she'll drink. So that's what the posh says. So he was machrish ladas. It would be impossible that he was wondering, is she going to accept to get married? So the pshat is, that's what you're saying. Listen, I found who the girl is, because the signs happened. Now the question is she going to accept or not? But that's not the posh pshat in the posuk, because he doesn't know if she will accept or not until much later. And he is veishtachu l'Hashem. He was mishtachav, that this thing was fulfilled right afterwards. So the posh pshat is that he didn't know that if she was from Avram's family. And when she said that she's from Avram's family, he realized that everything is okay. So why did he ask her for a mokum lololin? And the truth is the same question by Parshas Vayera. Why is the mitzvah of Avraham Avinu mitzvah of chesed? But the only story of chesed that appears beferush in the Parsha is the story of Achnosas Orchim, the Avraham Avinu's Machnas Orchim. Why is Achnosas Orchim so ingrained and tied to Avraham Avinu? That's question number two. And then number three also, why when Avraham Avinu, the Gemara in Shabbos says, "Gdol achnos orchim yosem kabalos pnei Hashchina." Meaning, what's the shaychus kabalos pnei Hashchina and achnos orchim? Meaning, why specifically these two? And what does it mean, God? I mean, why is taki God achnos orchim kabalos pnei Hashchina? Is it God mi kiddush levana? Meaning, what's the pshat? And also, when the Chazal learned that gdol kabalos achnos orchim kabalos pnei Hashchina, because Avraham Avinu tells the Malachim, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Adoini al dat avoir melavdecha. And Chazal Mashala, this Alev Dalad Nun relate to the Malachim, to the Orchim, or does it relate to Kudosh Bohu? The Alev Dalad Nun is ambiguous. Why does Avraham Avinu use an ambiguous Shem, Davka, here? Why doesn't he call Kudosh Bohu? Every place else is clear. Is he talking to him or talking to somebody else? Why is here the Shem Shemaim ambiguous? That's the question number one. Question number two is the following. State in Rambam, the Rambam brings down the Sheva Shem Shenam Nimchokim, Yudki Vovki Veshem Mfoirash, and then you have Kel, Eloike, Elokim, Eke, Shakai, and Tzvois. So state in Goyen Shulchan Aruch, the Goyen Shulchan Aruch explains and says the following. It says the Goyen, the Shem Eloka is not included because Eloka is part of Elokim. So they are the exact same thing. Elas is Zeloshen Yochid, Zeloshen Rabim, Elokim is Beloshen Rabim, and Eloika is Beloshen Yochid. Says the Goyen, Kmo Adon Adoyim, here we are chiluk b'neihem. What's the chiluk between Eloka and Elokim? Who hashgocha v'anhoga bichlal or bifrat? One anhoga is bichlal, which is a general anhoga, that's Eloka, and Elokim is different anhoga, is bifrat. Now says the Goyen the following. Here we have two shemus which appear to be composite shemus, yud kei and yud kei vav kei. Ko is one of the shemus shenem nimchokim, and kel and Elokim also appears to be shemus. The Elokim is a compounded Shem because it's the Shem Kel extended. So says the Gro the following. Velo mona Shem Ko shu nichal gam ke b'shem ha'etzem, but the Shem Ko Yud Kei is not one of the Shem Hashemas and Nimchokim. Why? Because it's part of Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's not the independent Shem. Afal gav Shem mona Shem Alef Lamed. So in second, if that's the case, why is Kel counted among the seven? It's part of Elokim. So Zog the Goyen, if you show Shoresh Acher, Kel is a different Shoresh. Kel is, Ko is a shorthand for Yud Kei Vav Kei. So the Kedusha's Yud Ko is the Yud Kei Vav Kei. So therefore it's not one separate Shem. It has Kedusha on its own, but as part of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Masha'em Kin Kel is a Shem Bifnei Atzmui, Sheu Loshen Choizek. Kel is something which is strength. It means strength. See that it's, the word kel has a meaning on its own in something else, in a different context. Shem Ko is a shorthand of Shem Ha'etzem. Means Havai V'kiyu, means the same thing as Havai. That's why it's never independent on its own. So the Shem Kel is, the Goyen says the Shem Elokim is a composite Shem, is the Shem Kel, which is independent, and then it extends into Elokim, so there are two Shemes. Masha'enke, Yudki, Vovke, and Ko, even Ko has a Kedushas Hashem, but is a shorthand of Shem, Yudki, Vovke. The truth is, it's very much from the Rambam, because the Rambam says the following. It says the Rambam, Kosav Alev Lamed Melokim, Yud Hei Mehavaye, Eino Nimchak. If you lot the Yud Kei, or maybe even perhaps the Girsa is the Vav Hei, okay? Or the Alev Lamed Elokim is Eino Nimchak, even though you didn't finish the Shem. Ve'in Tzorech Lo Yomar Kosho B'Shem Fanatu. If you wrote Yud Kei, not Vav Kei, if you wrote just Yud Kei, for sure it's a Nimchak, because it's Hashem Bifnei Atzmoi. One sec, why can't you say the same Kosho can by Kel? But the Pshat is because Kel is Hashem Acher, nothing to do with Yud Kei Vav Kei. So that is a Shaila. If you wrote in a context of Elokim, that's the Shal, can you be Moichik or not? But Yud Kei, as a part of Yud Kei Vav Kei, has a Shem, a Kedusha, a Shem Bifnei Atzmo, because it's the short M. So then, Zichri can be Moichik. So Ko is a shorthand, is a Shem, Bifnei Atzmo, but the Shem Bifnei Atzmo is Kibiyochol, a shorthand of the Shem Avaye. It's the same Kedusha, a Shem. So there's nothing different. Kel and Elokim are separate. And therefore, I would have thought that if you wrote Kel as part of Elokim, it's not the Shem Kel, and you'd be allowed to be Moichek, Kamashman that you can't. But the Ko Zichr, you can't be Moichek, because the Ko is the Shem Havaye. If you write Havaye, and you wrote just Yud Kei, that's a Shem Kedushas Hashem, you're not putting different Kedushas, and therefore Zichr, you cannot be Moichek. First of all, why is Takeh Elokim the only composite Shem Shamayim? There is a Kel, and Elokim is the Kel. Now you could say that Lemaisa, maybe Taki, there's nothing to do with it. You write the same way, but maybe Kin and Elokim, because they have simple separate connotations, they're separate the Shemus. But you see from the Ramban in Bereishis Aleph, that's not true. Zokti Elazai, Vayom Elokim, says the Ramban, Bal HaKoyches Kulam, Ki Amila Ikor HaKel. The Shem Elokim, the Ikar of the Shem, is the word Kel. Shehu Koach. Vili Mulamur Kevet. Elokim is a composite word. El Hem. Keilu Kel Somoch. Vehem Irmuz LeKol Shal HaKoyches. Kel is the Koyach and it becomes Hem. Is the Kel that becomes Hem. But is the Shem Kel, so it's a composite. So that's mamish very funny. Kel and Elokim are two separate kedushas. It's not like Yud Kei Vav Kei. Kel is one kedusha, Elokim is a separate kedusha, two shem is separate mechokim. But the Shem Kel, Elokim is an extension of the Shem Kel. Haraya, that's a composite Shem. Why is Elokim Dafka composite Shem? Why Dafka? And not only that, the Ramban is saying that the Shem Elokim is composite, is Kel Hem. But to just off of the going, the Kel Hem is Kel Ko. Eloka is also the same Shem. Eloka is the singular of. So how does Kel Hey mean? Bishma Kel Hem makes sense. This is one Koach, a general, and this is broken down in very Koaches. But the Ramban, the Rugoin just tells you that Kel Hey is an individual Koach. So how does Kel connect Kel Hey or to Kel Elokim? Okay? So that's the question number two. And this thing can be compounded to the Goyen. The Gro writes in Parshas Balak that Bilam said, Lo yuchal lasus ktan obdoy, like could not do against the Kodesh Baruch Hu or something big or something small. What means something big and something small? So says the Goyen, because if you look at the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yud Kei, which is a short Hebrew Shem Avayim, is Midas Adin, Yud Kei Vav Kei is Midas Arachamim. But if you flip by Elohim, is the opposite. Kel is Midas Chesed, Midas, and Elokim is Midas Adin. So he wanted to say Ko, which is Midas Adin, and Elokim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't allow him. So that's why he said, the Pasuk says, Lo yuchal lavo respi Hashem, lasois ktana gdoila. I cannot make a ktana, Yud Kei, or gdoila turn to Elokim. So that's what the Pasuk says, Ma ekov lo kova kel, meaning how can I curse if kel didn't allow me to finish? Uma ezoim lo zoam Hashem, and Hashem made me forced Yud Kei Vav Kei to finish. So you see the Mishloma, the Shem, Iko, is called Ktana, because Pshat is Ko is Midas Adin, and Midas Adin, we always say it's called Puronos, because Pora, Pirish, Ayin, always means Gilui. So Puronos means something which is missing Gilui. So Yud Kei is a shorthand of Shem Avayah because it's a Shem Avayah which is not complete. Midas Adin is Midas Achesed incomplete. Okay, that makes sense. But why is Elokim the Gdoila of the Shem Kel? Kel is Midas Achesed. The Elokim is an expansion? How can that be Gdoila? Wow, does the Goyen call? So the question is compounded. It's the only Shem Shamayim which is Murkav, with some Shem Shamayim which is a composite. The composite is El, Kel, and Hey. How does the composite work? And the number three is why is Elokim called an expansion, the Gdoila of the Shem Kel? That's a question number two. And the question number three is the Gemara in Tainis. Says the Gemara in Tainis, when Chayre Magil asked for Kshomim, and the Gemara says that it rained a lot to such a point that the water came up to Harabais. And the Gemara says like this. Yordu ki tikunan sholo kolam laharabais bni akshomim. There was so much water. There was a huge flood that came out to Harabais. Omru lo rebi kishem shispalata shiyerdu kach ispalal viyelcholahem. Bim ispalal that you go away. Omru lehem kach mikoblan shmispalim orof toiva. I don't doubt it. You cannot ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to stop giving you good. If he gives you good, you cannot stop. Afal Pikim, he says, no better, bring a parhoido, veviu lo parhoido, somach shti yodov alav, he puts two hands and he says, Ribono shel olam, amcha Yisro shel tzetak Mitzrayim, klal Yisro de chitukach Mitzrayim, einam yechoylem lo berov toiv lo beronos, they cannot withstand, not rov toiv and rov beronos, kast aleim enam yechoylem lamed, if you are angry, they cannot withstand, ishpat aleim toiv enam yechoylem lamed, and if you give them too much good, also they can't do it. So the question is, why does he say, first of all, what does he have to do with the nation that took out of its rhyme? But also, he just told you that he can't daven to stop Toiva. So what it means, he did it. If you're not allowed to stop Toiva, why did he daven? So to answer all of this, you have to understand what Shaira says about the Shem Kel. says the Shayoyle, the Shem Ashvi is the Shem Kel, which is the Midas HaChesed. And Midas HaChesed means the power. Because the ultimate idea is that the Shem Chesed is the ultimate source of power. Chesed always relates to water. Why? Because water puts things together. In halacha, water creates gibul. It creates things together. Right? If you want to do lisha, you put water and you connect pieces of, or you connect grains, and you connect kemach, you connect flour. Fire is midas hadin, because fire is the thing that spreads it out, it breaks it into pieces. To such a point that if you burn something to the bottom, you turn into ashes. And ashes are not but gibul. You cannot unify anymore. Even if you put water, ashes are not, do not turn into some kind of a unity. That's the difference between midas hachesed and midas hadin. So it's interesting that ultimate water always chazal ko is midas hachesed, which is interestingly enough that we went through this week with all of this water and the destruction the water caused, which is the surge. This whole episode of Sandy was not just a hurricane. The hurricane was not terrible, but was a hurricane that came, and because of the Arctic flow, it could not veer to the right, so it veered to the continent, but was a time that created a lot of very low barometric pressure, so it put a lot of pressure on the ocean, and at the time of high tides, it created a huge surge. Water, which is midas hachesed, creates such destruction. How is that possible? And even more, the Medrash says, Medrash Rabbah, by Kovu Amayim, says the Medrash, HaKoyre LeMei HaYam Shtei Pi'ovim, says HaKoyre LeMei HaYam, and he says the Medrash, HaYolikim HaKadosh Baruch Achaz B'Dor HaMabul VeAchaz Dor HaNoish. In the times of Dor HaMabul Dor HaNoish, the water went out of its place, meaning the water created a huge flood of Okeanos, and when it came to Akko, that's why it's called Ad Koy, that is the stopping of the water. And the other time you went to Yafoi, which is Yam Poi, meaning the Yam goes to here. That's why if you look at the Yam HaGodol, the Ma'arav is from Akko until Yafo, meaning that's what it is, which means those are the boundaries of the Yam HaGodol. Okay? And he says, the Pasuk says, why did he do this? Ve'elokim osa shiyiru melefonav. Ve'elokim made that the people should be afraid of him. Why does this idea of creating a flood, creating a surge, is what creates Yiras Elohim? So to explain this, Shariyar explains, what is Midas HaChesed? Midas HaChesed is the ultimate power. It's doimet to mind, because water is potential, is power, is life. It's something like the Maharal says, it has no taste, it has no color, it's the source of energy, it's the source of life. Water is the ultimate source of power in life, which is Midas HaChesed. But Midas HaChesed needs to be channeled. If you don't channel, that light is like a surge that breaks up anything. It's like when you have a humongous surge on electricity. If you don't have vessels, it actually breaks. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Midas HaChesed, that you need the Mekablim to create vessels to take it, to be able to channel it. Because by being able to channel it, you become part of it. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu just give you, and a person will do nothing for it, that will obliterate a person, because a person will never be able to be anything close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For a person to be able to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has to be a chesed that you actually earn. The earning of the chesed is creating kelim to be able to channel. By limiting kishemesh umagen Hashem Elokim. State in the Pasuk, kishemesh umagen, Pasuk Tehillim Hashem Elokim. There is a light of light. And you need some kind of a protection, some kind of a veil, some kind of a filter. It's connected to Shem Havaye and the Shem Elokim. Shem Elokim is the one that Eile, the El is the power, but that power is Shvira Sakelim. If you don't take it, you can't hold it. So you need to channel the Hey. Is the here idea that you concentrate, you channel, you put into place. Chazal called the oires bekelim. Kel is the or, but the or without kelim cannot exist. Why? Because if you don't have kelim, it means that you didn't do anything to earn. In other words, we, the kelim, is how much you're able to hold it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, and you have to do your part to take it. If you don't do your part, the pshat is, that is Naham the Kisufa. So therefore, you'll never be able to have an existence with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mizdabek. because he is ultimate anoyser, not a mekabel. Interestingly enough, in last week's parsha, the haftorah is by Eshes Hashulamis. Eshes Hashulamis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elisha made a miracle that oil was pouring out of the walls. But he told her, go and find Kelim. Kelim reitim altamiti. Don't forget and bring as many Kelim as you could. And when she start bringing the Kelim, the Shemen start flowing. And the question is, why did she have to look for Kelim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't make bottle oil or give her Kelim. But the pshat is because that's their world. The world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia Chesed, and she has to do the Kelim to channel to be Mekabel, and that has to be Mitzidah. The Noisen gives the Or, and the Mekabel's avoid is to create that channel. That's why Midas Hadin, which is the earning, which creates and takes away the number, the Kisufa, is taking the Shem Kel and channel it into Him, into vessels, into channels. That channeling, that's why we said, why is Shem Shamayim Elokim is an extension of Shem Havaya? Because it is. Because Shem Kel, I'm sorry, the extension of Shem Kel. Because the Shem Kel is that power which is overwhelming. You need to channel, to extend, to make it real, to create a connection. You can have a relationship. It says, the Shari Oira, Shem Kel is in Matra 31, and when it goes, if you look at the Aleph base, you put the Aleph base together in two rows, and you have the first 10 letters, the Aleph to the Yud, and then it goes the Lamed to the Shin, right? And then you have the Chof at the Taf at the end. You have, it starts from Al to Yesh. The Shem Kel is Al. It's not only not, it's a non-existence. Because the Shem Kel is such a chesed that is destructive, that it creates, it negates your existence. You have to take it, that's the aloch of Mainzer. Mainzer means mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to channel, change it into Yesh. Yesh is that Kel 10 times over through the Eser Spheres, which means we have to channel to make it ours, to channel to be able to be koina. Midas Hadin is that. So Elohim is an extension of the Shem Kel because it takes the Al into Yesh. Only through Elohim you can be Yesh. And the word is, that's the difference between Nachlos Sorchem and Chesed. Chesed, the idea is that you give to somebody, you're the Noisen, he's the Mekabel, and you give it to him, he doesn't do anything. But that creates a distance, because you're always the giver and you're always the Mekabel. You actually obliterate him. You basically take away his individuality, his self-respect, his own existence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed to us is Doime to Nachlos Sorchem. What's Achnasas Orchem? Achnasas Orchem is that you take somebody else and you make it part of yourself. You don't give to somebody else. You make that somebody else part of yourself. You give of yourself to him. That's the idea of Noisei Ba'olam Chavero. For you to give and you to be in a great pedestal and to give to somebody else, that is nothing because there is no relationship. He's always here and he's always there. To create an equal relationship is the aloha of Achnasas Orchem, that you bring it into your shoes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the biggest machnis oreach because he puts it, he wants to give us and to make us equal to him. How do we make ourselves equal to him? By becoming a noisen. How do we do that? By participating into the process, by creating the kelim. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created such a system that the oiras alone obliterate and we create the kelim. The kelim is the earning to be part of the process, not to be chas v'sholom oimed al ha-pesach, but to be in the adi of achnasas orchim. The greatest form of chesed is achnasas orchim. Why? Because achnasas orchim is not that you give, you make somebody else part of you. The idea to make part, you can make part of your family, could make you part of your household. By Achnos Zorchim, Avraham Avinu's chesed is that his chesed is the emulation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you realize that when you do the chesed of Achnos Zorchim, you're actually emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamesh, because that's the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the chesed of Achnos Zorchim. If we emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a way, that is the greatest Kabbalah Pnei Shechina. So it's not that Achnos Sorchim, it's greater than the Kabbalah Pnei Shechina, is a greater form of Kabbalah Pnei Shechina, because that is how you become Dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You do Achnos Sorchim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Achnos Sorchim. And that's why the Shem Ados is that Shem which is actually ambiguous. Why it's ambiguous? Because the word is that by being mekabel, somebody else in Yachlas Asorchim, it's being Mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when you do Achnos Asorchim, Ki B'yoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Achnos Asorchim to you. So when you give to somebody else, the way how you relate to somebody else is how you relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That equanimity, equality between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and somebody else, that's why you use Hashem, which is Dafka, that Shem is an ambiguous Shem. But once you understand that, you know that water is the most destructive thing. Why is it more destructive? Because it obliterates. By the way, Achlas Zorchim, that's why Achlas Zorchim, he says, V'acharat avoyro, there's a loch of lina. There's a loch of levaya. That's a mitzvah, it's not only but to let him out. The pshat is because if you want to make somebody independent like you, the idea is when you raise your children, you want to give it to him, but then you want to make them independent. The idea is that here is not that you are taking somebody else and he's a mekabel and you are noisen. You want him to be like you. So you want him to be independent also. So that is exactly the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he wants us, kibeyochol, to be like him. And that's Achnos HaSorchim. And that's why Achnos HaSorchim is the ultimate Kabbalah Spnei HaShechina. And that's why the Oreach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu have the same name, because you're doing the exact same thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing to us. So we merely could understand why the Shem Kel and the Shem Elokim is that. The Shem Elokim is an extension of Shem Kel. Because then the Kel can be used, can be actually good. And which relates to, first of all, the experience that we are going through here. We are going through an experience that water has the most destructive, that lost people's possessions. And the tikkun of that is to be mesaken the water in its ultimate tikkun. What is the tikkun? To do the chesed in its right way. And therefore, lemainza, what was the tikkun here? That in this such a terrible situation, the chesed done is the Achnos HaSorchim. A chesed of Achnos HaSorchim is the tikkun, a chesed, to allow to be mesaken the dayam ad poitovi. Until here you come. Putting the gvulas, the channels, and the limits and the filters of that. Turning the chesed, not a chesed which obliterates, but a chesed which actually elevates. And that's why it ties very onto a Weinberger, because the question is today, people, everybody wants to help, but you have to help in a way that you give somebody else the dignity, that you give somebody else, not that the chesed has shown the destructive, not a chesed that obliterates, a chesed of achnos asorchim, not a chesed of aoni hoibed ala pesach. We made a deception tomorrow, when you have roiv toiva, klal is wrong. Rav Toiva is the pshat, is the Toiva that you can't earn it, that you can't have kelim, that obliterates you. This is Dora Mabul. That's why by Dora Mabul, Dora Palog, it says the Medrash, that they wanted to get chesed and they had all the Toiva and they didn't want to earn it. They wanted to have Toiva without earning the kelim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was shoitev them the Me'ayam, to show them the Yam, the ultimate source of life, and chesed can be very destructive, it obliterates, it erases anything. If you don't have kelim to channel it, it becomes completely wasted. And that's why Ve'elohim also shiru, the teaching of Iras Hashem, the Elohim, Midas Elohim, the need of Elohim and Ira is the sheet of Amayim, the surge of the water, is what tells you why Elohim is so needed, why Elohim is an extension of Shem Dekel. Mimela, these people by Dora Mabul, Dora Paloga, the Tikkun, we know the Tikkun Dora Mabul is Mitzrayim. Metzah is Mitzrayim, creating the earning that we want to suffer, that we deserved it, that we created deserve to create Tikkun. Midas Elohim, Meitzer Yam, is the one which was Mesak in Dora Mabul. The Dora Mabul, the people that Chesed was completely uncontrolled, you go to Matzav of Avdus, and the Matzav of Avdus is limiting, constraining, creating channels of earning, creating Kalim. So that's why Mitzrayim is called Meitzer Yam, because an Eved is that he limits you, he constrains you, then from them you build step by step, you go from the bottom, building step by step. So Mimela, Klal Yisrael that went through the Mitzrayim, they realized that the ultimate Toiva is when you don't have Rav Toiva. The Toiva that's too much, you know that that's not. So Klal Yisrael, Chedi Magal says, I cannot ask for Toiva to stop Toiva. I can tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that by you giving less, is actually giving more. Klal Yisrael that went through Mitzrayim, they realized they are Dora Mabul. They realize that you have too good without any limitations, it's actually destructive. This is the Ksoid Hadover. If you have, let's say, this is like where Shabbos. Shabbos is Oynek. And Shabbos is the idea of getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why do you have so many limitations? Don't do that or do that. Because the limitations creates the Kelim, because you can only enjoy good if you have limitations. My brother always says, if you play basketball, If you didn't have rules that you can't hold the ball, etc., if it was a free-for-all, you can't enjoy. By having constraints and limitations, that's the only time you could enjoy chesed. Klal Yisrael understood that when they went to Mitzrayim. They realized that Mitzrayim was needed as a tikkun for Dor HaMabul. Klal Yisrael went through that. They realized that the Rov Toiva is when you have less Toiva. So Nechoyne Magal says, Yamzus Yotzatak Mitzrayim, I'm not asking you to take away Toiva. I'm taking you to get the biggest Toiva, which is limiting them. Because they went through Mitzrayim, they know what the idea is. Once you understand this, this is the Avodah Sador. The Avodah Sador is always creating a chesed. Our Avodah is chesed, kill. But the kill can only be expanded, it can be only used, it can be only useful, it can be only real if kill changes Elohim. That's why kill Elohim Havaya. Kill chesed kill kaloyom, oilom chesed ibona. But in order to achieve the chesed, you had to achieve Elohim. You need the kelim, and the kelim have to be mitzideinu, because it gives us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed is not stam chesed of oymed ala pesach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed is the idea that he brings us into his reshus. Being into his reshus means you have to be part of the process. Part of the process is the kill needs to be channeled. Our avoid is creating the the channeling of the Avodah, and that's why Ishmael is different than Israel. Israel is Yosher Kel. We come to the Koach HaKel to be Yosher, to make it straight, to make a line, to be Kelim, to create channels. Yosher Kel is creating the channel. They are Ishmael. Ishmael, they are listening, they are passive. They are listening to the Koach HaKel. That's why they have all this potential, this Koach, all the fuel that they have, but all they're missing the channel transmissions. You see, right, the Ishmael needs the Bnei Esav to create refineries because they could have this great source of potential, but it's completely unchanneled. And that is the ultimate obliteration. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us indeed that all this experience would allow us to experience what Chesed is all about, to learn from here at least one thing, how Chesed can be destructive, and to be misaken the Chesed and to understand. And that's the silver lining of all this experience. The silver lining of this experience is that as much suffering as there is, the suffering is to allow us to earn the chesed. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives the chesed is a chesed that was earned. So therefore, davka the chesed comes to create such a destruction, to say that the chesed, if it would be pure chesed without any earning, without any suffering, would have been a chesed that obliterates. We want a chesed that elevates. You want a chesed of achnosas orchim, and therefore the tikkun of this is actually giving chesed in such a way that you do not take somebody's self-respect, individuality, but enhancing his individuality, making somebody not a oni hoymed al pesach, but bringing a part of you yourself. That's achnosas orchim, and achnosas orchim ends ve'achar tavoiru. That you make him independent, because by making him independent, that's the ultimate chesed.